this life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Remember, in this life, things won't necessarily go the way we want. We may have a particular roadmap, a vision in mind, and we should strive for it, no doubt. But in terms of the results, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He knows us better than ourselves. It may be the case that we ardently desire something, but it's not better for us. And when we are unable to achieve it, we become sad, grief-stricken, worried, concerned. But there was betterment in that for us. Therefore, a Muslim, a believer, should hand over all of his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should make efforts. He should strive in trying to achieve his goals and aims in life. But as for the results, leave them to Allah. If they are fulfilled in the manner that we want, alhamdulillah. If they are not, then again, alhamdulillah. This is the will of Allah Jalla wa'ala. If He is pleased with us not attaining something or achieving some goal, then that is fine, because the Lord has willed that. We tried our utmost, but it wasn't in our destiny. And here, as believers, we have to ensure that we rely on Allah. As believers, we ensure that we don't complain. We don't feel sad. We don't show signs of ungratefulness, because Allah Ta'ala has made this life for us. It's temporary. It's for a short time. Not everything will go our way. Things that do go away, alhamdulillah, if they don't go our way, despite trying, then still praise Allah and pray for something better, inshallah.